Several world leaders are expected to attend that funeral after attending the summit for 8 industrialized nations, which is taking place at a Georgia resort this week. The so-called Group of Eight summit is the regular economic meeting of the U.S., Canada, Japan, and the leading European nations. They meet at Sea Island, Georgia, at a time when their economies are improving. It is also a time of violence in the Middle East, and some Middle Eastern leaders have been invited to join the summit. NPR's Jim Zaroli is covering the meeting. And Jim, what will the Middle Eastern leaders be doing there?
Well, the United States is the host country of the summit this year, and one of the traditions is that the host country gets has a large say in controlling the agenda. President Bush wants some discussion on the need for democratic reforms in the Middle East. So he's invited a number of leaders from that part of the world, and among those that will be showing up are the leaders of Afghanistan, Bahrain, Jordan. We recently learned that the new president of Iraq's interim government will be here. Of course, some of the notable absences will be the heads of two of the most important countries in the region, Saudi Arabia and Egypt. They had different excuses for not showing up, but the bottom line is they will not be here.
And we've been hearing that Iraq itself will be discussed at this meeting, which is ostensibly about economic issues, but sometimes goes over to other matters.
Right. Iraq is sort of overshadowing this. The United States and Britain are, of course, involved right now in trying to get a resolution approved by the UN Security Council that's going to address the transfer of power in Iraq. That's expected to be voted on today in New York. I think the summit is just part of a general effort by the United States and the other countries to show that, you know, that they're moving beyond the tensions of the past 2 years and are able to work together. The president is meeting today with the leaders of Russia, France, and Canada, all countries, of course, that opposed the war. One of the specific things the United States hopes to bring up is Iraq's foreign debt. The U.S. would very much like to see that forgiven. There's some disagreement about how much should be forgiven, so that's likely to play a part in the talks.
And there are some broader economic issues that will be discussed?
Yeah, this started, of course, as an economic summit, and as you point out, is being overshadowed by other things this year. Iraq, of course, in the Middle East. Also this week, the death of President Reagan. The economy in general, you know, is rebounding in the United States, also in other countries, Japan and Russia. One of the troublesome issues on the horizon, of course, is oil prices. They have come up quite a bit this year, in part because of the Middle East situation, and because of what they call the fear premium, which is added anywhere from $5 to $10 to the price of a barrel of oil. Now, a prolonged increase in oil prices, a lot of people fear, could really slow down economic activity, even bring about a recession. So that's something they're going to want to discuss. Also, some of the countries here want to discuss forgiving third world debt. Some countries, especially like Germany, face big budget deficits right now, of course, so it's not clear whether or not they're going to be in a mood to be very generous, but that is an issue that other countries want to bring up.
Now, all these discussions are taking place on Sea Island on the coast of Georgia. What's the setting like?
Well, Sea Island itself is a really lovely, windswept island sort of between Savannah and Jacksonville. It's about 80 miles south of here. Very exclusive, kind of remote. There are a lot of very big multimillion-dollar homes there, private homes. That is where the president and some of the other world leaders are going to be staying. Of course, security there is very tight. We reporters are not allowed to get anywhere near it. We are in Savannah, which is also a very nice place to be. And here, too, the security is very tight. I came through last night. It was very quiet. Not a lot of people in the historic district downtown. I think the huge presence of the police and military may be scaring people away to some degree, which cannot make the businesses here very happy.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR's Jim Zaroli in Savannah, Georgia.